This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. My name's Scott Hennon. So honored that you have entrusted us with turning your radio right where it's at right now. Popping that right button, whether it's 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, The Flag, patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, the Western Edge Resource, 1460, KLTC, and, of course, KTGO, Williston, Tioga, Stanley, Ray, Watford City, Crosby. Only radio station between Minot and Williston there, and serves that wonderful area that is where it all started. I want to go back and see the Bakkens, the Bakken Well, and have a conversation with them today about what has become of this world-class resource of oil. It's pretty amazing. It really is. Big announcement on that front, energy. After I tell you about my friends at MyPillow, where right now the mattress topper is on sale, and two MyPillow standard pillows, yours when you buy one. So you get 30% off the mattress topper, plus you get the two free standard MyPillows. It's a really good deal right now. That's what I'm talking about. It's a really good deal right now. Take advantage of that. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Click on that. You'll see all the specials, everything that's on sale, and you get the deal. 30% off. 30% off, plus the two free pillows thrown in. How about that for a deal? 10-year warranty on this thing. Wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA. I mean, the 60-day money-back guarantee, sleep on it, like it, don't like it, 60 days, I'm going to send it back. That's fine. It's almost a try-before-you-buy deal. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. While you're there, check out those beach blankets and beach towels. Those are so fun. 40 by 78 big beach blankets, and they're that soft Giza Egyptian cotton. They're great-looking towels. They're neat colors and designs, beach, pool, bath, whatever. You're going to love them. $39.99 beach blanket is $24.99. Beach towel is $29.99. Normally now $19.99. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, we have a whole lot of text to get to. We have some calls to get to. But I want to do this before I do anything else. I am very, very concerned about the jobs juggernaut, the economic giant that is North Dakota Energy, for a lot of reasons. And I happen to believe that a lot of you listening are concerned about the energy industry as well. Maybe you're in oil and gas, and you see what's happened with COVID, you see what's happened with demand, you see what's happened with the price battle, and the uncertainty of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and you're saying, oh man, I want to stay here, I want to work here, I want to be part of this industry, but how long is it going to be? What can we do in the meantime? I think the legislature should seriously look at some things similar to what the Congress has done in the way of trying to put in place the things necessary to bridge this industry to where they need to be. That's just one. If I'm a farmer, prices aren't so good. Input costs are high. Things are a little tough there, too. I like the option being able to have the lease of a turbine on my land. So landowner rights, property owner rights equation, in addition to the fact that there are segments of the industry that appreciate it. Probably no industry has battered for as long as they have been in this industry is coal. And there are some great things on the horizon. There's 45Q. This is basically a treatment in the tax code that would provide some incentive to do some of these things where you can store CO2. There's a lot of good things happening there. Not to mention, it is essential for energy security to have that baseload energy. Ethanol, back to agriculture again. Some folks don't like it. And, you know, all of these things have different things. I mean, wind had a very significant production tax credit for a time. It has been phased out. It was put back in, extended for 1 year, a little bit of uncertainty there. Ethanol, too, for a time had subsidies that got it off the ground. That's the idea with subsidies, right? Get something off the ground and then, boom, you're done. And a lot of them have been phased out with ethanol, with the exception of the mandate side of it, which is sort of a different debate than a subsidy or a tax treatment. Here's the point. I mean, I could go on and talk about every single one of these. Pipelines, the infrastructure, the things that are happening. I'm worried that as a state, we're off fighting all of our individual battles so much that we're losing the collective power of being for North Dakota energy, period. All of it. There's going to be understandable differences between each and different little policy battle here or whatever, but my point is, I believe the grassroots. Who are the grassroots, Scott? Those are the people that power this state. I think we have to give the power back to the people. I believe we, the people, support North Dakota energy. All of the above. I believe that's a big number because we see the economic impact, we see the jobs, we see everything else. I think we have to find a platform where our voices can be heard and elected leaders and people in every energy sector can say, holy buckets, look at that. Listen to that. So I'm going to try something. We have rented the Bismarck Event Center. We are going to have a We the People Energy Town Hall where myself and other invited folks from the various energy sectors, elected leaders and whatnot, agree. The Industrial Commission, very important to all this. Doug Goring has agreed to be at this event, which we very much appreciate. We're going to invite all others. But I'm most interested in you taking time out of your August schedule on a Thursday night, 13th of August, 6 to 8 p.m. to have, this is sort of like a tea party in the sense that, you know, the tea party was, this is about us, the people, the voters. Listen to us. We want to be heard. But it's an energy town hall led by We the People to talk about your support for this industry so elected leaders hear that and make sure that we stay out of the squabbles that will cost jobs, that will cost the taxpayers. And elected leaders, legislators, Industrial Commission, statewide office holders, federal delegation, you know, anybody and everybody, they need to hear this. They need to know the support is very, very strong. So I hope you put that on the calendar. This is not about any one energy source. This is about all energy sources. This is about North Dakota energy. This is about me finding out whether or not my gut is correctly informing my opinion as to the amount of support out there for North Dakota energy and those jobs and what it contributes to the economy. You're going to find energy dollars in everything. Oil and gas, over 50% of the taxes paid comes from one industry. Holy buckets, folks. Now, you can either just take that for granted and continue to take, or you can say, wow, big trouble on the horizon. What are we going to do about it? What do we want to have happen? Better be thinking about all this. So there you go. There's my rather long plea for you to join this effort and be part of a very loud bit of support for all things energy in North Dakota. Okay? Tell you more as we go, but I want you to know about it. Your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
By PetroServe USA today. Great lunch specials at all the locations. If you see a PetroServe USA, just get in there. You're going to have good grab-and-go food, home cooking, The chicken is fantastic. The caramel rolls are really good. There's always a great lunch special. Today in Harwood, for instance, meatball dinner, meatball sub at 12th Avenue Fargo location, pulled pork and French dip sandwich at the Valley City location, Salisbury Steak at West Fargo, West Main Avenue. All the lunch specials come with two sides in a bun, and don't forget the 4-for-4 deal, the pizza, the two fresh baked cookies. Ooh, they're good. 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee, four items, $4, all day, every day. PetroServe USA. All right, let's get to the phones here. Folks have been waiting to weigh in. Darlene or Darlin in somewhere in North Dakota. Go ahead, you're next.
You talking to me?
I am, yes. Who am I talking to?
Okay, okay. I'm going to be in Fargo tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock and wish David Todd thanks for his service and happy retirement. And I'm wondering if there's anybody else would want to join me there.
That's a great idea. And you're coming from where?
I'm from Walcott, North Dakota.
You're coming up from Walcott, okay. Love Walcott. I first heard the name Walcott when a sweet lady by the name of Mary was on the stage with George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States, at the Bison Sports Arena. And
that's my wife.
That's your wife?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I was hoping you would know this person because it's Walcott, rather small, but I didn't know. That's your wife. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I've interviewed your wife before. I was just so moved by her comments for President Bush at the time. She talked about just the decency that had been brought to the White House from the Clinton years. And, yeah, that was pretty amazing. Well, I hope you're going to bring her along to the event for Chief Todd.
I'm not sure if she'll come or not. She'll come a little trouble with her hip, and that's all.
All right. Well, if she does, I could say hi again. But you tell her hi for me, and I think that's a great sentiment. If folks are not familiar, Dave Todd is the chief of police of the Fargo Police Department, but he's been a police officer with Fargo PD, I forget how many years, but it's better than three decades, and has been a great chief and done a great job through some challenging times. And he's just just a solid cop. He really is, and a great leader, and he is retiring. And so the treatment that he's getting from the group that calls themselves One Fargo, that is anything but One Fargo, and is all about publicity and getting their name out front and, you know, just a very odd deal, have called for a celebration of his retirement. Not for him, but rather that he's gone and asking that he be fired instead. And it's just, it's typical agenda politics is what it is. A disgruntled bunch of folks that just don't really want to make things better, just want to make a name for themselves. So I think that's a nice gesture to come up from Walcott. I'll do the same, okay?
Okay, Scott?
Yes.
Scott?
I'm still here,
one
yep.
One more thing, and that. Yep, the Attorney General Barr hearing, I had a thought on that. What if the Republicans on the committee, along with Barr, held a news conference and asked those same questions that the Democrats asked and give them a chance to answer them?
Yeah, good idea.
If possible.
Yeah, no, it really should. They didn't want his answers, as we found out, but that would have been not a bad idea at all. Thanks for the call. Hope to see you tomorrow, and great idea. Somebody else want to talk about a police chief, but not in Fargo, in Chicago. Go ahead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I just wondered if you had heard about that deputy police chief in Chicago that committed suicide because Lightfoot turned down the federal agents.
Had I heard about the fact that she turned down the federal agents? I heard that.
No, that he died.
The deputy died.
Yeah, he evidently committed suicide is what they're calling it.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, he did take his life.
That's sad.
Yeah, but, I mean, what does she think? You know, these guys are supposed to... I mean, our police officers are so overworked and overstressed and trying to correct the riots, and, I mean, they can't do it alone. It's just, it's more than they can handle, I think. These guys need some help.
I just looked and found that there is actually autopsy that's been done, and they're saying, yes, it was suicide, so you're right. and highest ranking member in recent memory to take their own life, shot.
At a facility, at a police facility.
At a police facility, west side of Chicago.
Dion Boyd.
Identified by Chicago police superintendent at the press conference there. Yeah, there is consequences to all this. You're absolutely right.
And it sounds like he had just been promoted also. So, I mean, I feel sorry for his family. It was more stress than he evidently could deal with. And thought they were getting some help, and she turned him down. Shame on her. I mean, his blood is on her hands. Thank you, Mayor Lightfoot.
Yeah, no, this woman is a disaster.
Scotty, the blood is apparently on the outstate lax gun laws, is what Lori Lightfoot says now. You see the latest article this morning?
Yes, of course. So that's just tired response. They say that all the time.
Too many illegal guns in Chicago. That's the problem.
Not the problem.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Ed and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Ed.
Ed, what's on your mind?
And, I'm very excited about the First on First Downtown BS Festival this evening in Dickinson, and there's going to be axe throwing.
I love that. Just like the good old days, right?
Yes. I built an enclosure on a 15-foot trailer, totally enclosed, totally safe, minimum 10 years old, no open-toed shoes, and come and throw an axe for $3 for a dollar.
And where are you going to be?
Live at First on First, downtown Dickinson, tonight, 5 o'clock.
That sounds like a good deal, folks. Get over there. Send us a video. We'll get you a prize from the booth there.
Can do.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to see that. I don't know how good I'd be at throwing up. I just don't know. Texter says, Christy Noem yesterday said South Dakota was building 13 to 16 small packing plants. Does North Dakota have the same positive energy towards plants? Good question. I'll throw that out there. I know there are a number. I don't know if we're doing something similar, but I know there are a number that are doing pretty well. Doug Goring has mentioned this in the past, so we'll dig into that a little, see what we're doing. All right. Texter says, if this invasion from the anarchists was from China, would we finally put the remote down and stand up? I don't know. You wonder, though, don't you? Rather than just look at it as, it's just some protesters.
Really?
It's fine. It's fine. The debates and common sense that North Dakotans have is great, but how do we get the rest of the United States to go along with our way of thinking? In response to something Kelly Armstrong said earlier, how is UND going to reopen in the COVID era? We'll talk about that next.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives is controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history in the year's second quarter. The Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A great resource for you. If you own a building, manage a building, you're looking at the bottom line in your business and want to say, where can I find just a 1 or 2% line item here that will help us? Well, next call should be to H.A. Thompson & Sons. They are plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contracting pros in Bismarck, from Bismarck, but servicing all of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. And they are a link service contractor, so they can provide you with a cost-effective environmental maintenance agreement. Over 1,000 building and business owners are doing this now throughout the Northern Plains. It makes a big difference. Call them to find out more. It's 701-234-9889 or online at hatandsons.com. Bunch of texts. Want to follow our listener from Walcott to the Fargo Police Station tomorrow to honor Chief David Todd in his retirement and counter, I guess, some of the nonsense from the One Fargo organizers who are saying, quote, as devoted members of the community, we would like to make sure that Police Chief David Todd spends his last day doing what he loved to do best, pretending he's at war with the citizens of Fargo and trying to quell peaceful protest. They love to redefine things.
Wow.
They love to redefine things. You know, the protests aren't what we saw downtown Fargo on March 30th. By the way, the peaceful one that you and I were at, Kevin, a week later in Island Park.
Yep.
Do you recall the conversation we had with the gentleman at lunch when we were downtown before the event when he said, hey, what's going on? Why is there a propane canister chained to a power?
Yeah.
What am I trying to say?
You know, it was behind the old Broadway.
Yeah.
It was actually kitty corner behind the old. There was a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And all over downtown.
That's not a peaceful protest.
No.
Protest where you hold a sign and say, I want this or I don't want that.
I mean rioters.
Yeah.
Protesters.
You mean peppergrass. Peppergrass. Chemical irritants. No peppergrass.
Rioters, protesters.
Anyway,
rioters,
tomorrow, here's what I wanted to tell you. That event is happening between 4 and 6 p.m. 4 and 6 p.m. Okay? So, and the police headquarters are at 105 25th Street North in Fargo. So there you go. They have a Facebook page building a bunch of people there to go play those games, and we hope you'll support Chief Todd. Just wanted you to know, and thanks for the call from beautiful Walcott, North Dakota. Okay, 26 before the top of the hour, and we have two guests that are going to tell us a little bit about the plan at the University of North Dakota for classes and students coming back and getting things going. The COVID response coordinator, who is also the VP for finance and operations, Jed Shivers, is here. Jed, how are you doing?
Thanks for having us.
You bet. And the VP for academic affairs, the interim provost, Debbie Storrs, is here as well. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both for being there. First of all, let's start with the rumor control, should we? because this is popular these days. Start a rumor, and then you guys have to spend the entire day. Rumors. There are rumors that UND will not have in-person classes this fall. Is that true?
That is not true. We will have both on-campus and online courses this fall.
All right. And how do you go about deciding who does which, online or in person? Is it up to the students?
So, you know, we at UND, we pride ourselves on our online offerings. We have a robust set of courses and programs that are completely online. And we have, again, we're really honored and proud of our on-campus programs and courses. And so this fall, we'll continue to do both. And in terms of how those decisions get made, those are really getting made by faculty who will decide their degree of comfort of teaching in the classroom. We've spent a lot of time working with our chairs and our faculty, our facilities, and our risk management team to ensure that there's layers of safety in the classroom. So we've got fewer students at any point in time in a classroom to make sure we have the 6 feet distancing. We've got plexiglass. Everybody's required to wear face coverings. So we've got lots of layers of protection for faculty and for students. That being said, we also want faculty to feel comfortable about how they're teaching. And so faculty have made some decisions about whether they want to teach on campus or whether they want to teach online. And so we've had an initial review and discussion with every faculty member. We've had the initial submissions, which have been submitted into our, what we call our campus scheduler. And so currently, most of our currently scheduled on-campus courses will continue to be taught on campus, but there were, you know, probably, I'm trying to think of the numbers, almost 200 courses that were shifted to online. But again, we still have a number of many courses that are being taught in person on campus as safely as possible.
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, Debbie, I think the percentage of courses that have moved to online is actually pretty low.
Well, yeah, it's about 8% currently, but we have a lot of sections and a lot of courses at the university that we teach. You know, we have over 13,000 students that we're expecting to enroll this fall. So we have a lot of courses both on campus and online.
Jed, I'm curious, as the COVID response coordinator, what's sort of the non-negotiable as you lay this out? I imagine this has been mighty challenging because things are often changing in the numbers and the reporting and what one school's doing, one another's doing it. Just what's been the sort of the parameters that have led you in designing this and leading this effort?
Yeah, well, you know, I think, first of all, really want to acknowledge the efforts of our congressional delegation and the executive office in the state and the legislature, because they've really helped make a lot of what we're doing possible by taking advantage of CARES Act funding that's coming from the federal government. So we're a small government state, and in this particular case, I think it's a real advantage to be a small government state because compared to other states, we have the luxury, relative luxury of accessing resources that other states with much higher overhead issues can't do. So, you know, really what we've looked for, and I would say what's really governing our response all the way through this, is the theme of lower density. Because the fewer people that you have congregating, you know, in an area, the less likelihood you're going to have for viral transmission. It reduces the probability of viral transmission. So if you take that theme, we're fortunate because we have a lot of excess housing capacity. So we've basically said we're going to offer everyone pretty much their own room where you share a bathroom. So if you have like a four-bedroom, a four-person suite with two bedrooms and a bathroom, now each one of those people is going to have their own bedroom, and it's going to be a two-person suite. And we have the capacity to be able to handle all of the likely people that are going to come on campus for housing in what is essentially, not totally, but what is essentially half occupancy, because we think that reduces the probability of viral transmission. Same thing with dining. Dining is going to become less dense with fewer people in our main dining hall, the Wilkerson Commons, a beautiful place. We're going to do some more, you know, dining delivery type services to people who are on the dining plans into the dorms and into their local areas. Classrooms are going to be less dense, as Debbie alluded to, and we're putting up plexiglass like nobody's business. There's plexiglass in any place where there's going to be kind of like what we call public front-facing areas. So people that expect high volume of traffic of other people will have plexiglass. Faculty will have kind of cool-looking plexiglass when they lecture. We've equipped all of our lecture halls with, or, you know, we're in the process of doing it, with, you know, microphones that will enable people to be able to speak clearly no matter what kind of mask they're wearing, that will enable students to hear. We're putting in more wireless access points to make sure that people don't, you know, get blocked by not having the ability to, you know, access stuff wirelessly when they're in a classroom or a study area. So this low-density emphasis is really what we're going for. And, of course, the other part of it is making mask-wearing mandatory. You know, like I've said in other interviews, not going to be the mask police. That's not the point. Really going to go after, you know, messaging and education. But we do want people to wear masks. We think that's the, you know, part of the bargain. If you want our campus to have a reasonable chance of remaining open throughout the semester as we all go through this, wear a mask. You know, practice physical distancing, really echoing what the governor said a couple of days ago, where these are just common sense things that people can do.
I want to also talk a little bit about why it's so important to get students back in the classroom and back on campus. And Debbie, if you could talk a little bit about that, when you, you know, obviously have the contrast of having to do what had to be done last year and campuses being closed. Do you see a noticeable difference in the retention and the learning and the, you know, the overall mental health of students?
Well, you know, in the spring when we all had to go remotely across the state in terms of the NDS system, I don't think anybody was as prepared as institutions are today because, echoing Jed, you know, we've gotten a lot of federal and state support to make sure to support our faculty to create these great online courses should students want to take them. And we also have worked with faculty that should we have to go remote at any point in time, we'll be better prepared to do that and students will get a great experience when and if we have to go remote. But I do think it's really important to have online courses, on-campus courses for a couple of reasons. Students' idea of a college experience is having the college experience, which includes living in the residence halls, hanging out with friends in the library, going to the dining center together, hanging out in student groups. And a lot of learning happens outside of the classroom as well. And so I do think that students being on campus is part of the learning and maturation process that we provide them. Students want that. At the same time, you know, some students want the online option, and we provide that flexibility for them as well. So right now what we see is we're doing pretty well in terms of enrollment. I think we're seeing a little bit of a lag like others across the nation in terms of our first-year students. I think that's probably tied to what's happening due to COVID and unemployment. So parents are thinking, you know, can we afford to send students? Should we wait a year? We're doing okay, but and we're doing a lot of outreach to students and letting them know what our campus will look like and what the fall experience will look like. We're also outreaching to our continuing students to help them understand what our, their options are, and we're getting some good feedback from them. So, yes, I think the on-campus experience is really important for students. Learning doesn't just take place in the classroom, right? It takes place everywhere they experience others and diverse others. So it's really important for us to be open.
Human interaction is so important. Well, thanks for your energy and enthusiasm in a challenging time. Jed Shivers, Debbie Storrs from the University of North Dakota. UND also big dividends paying off for the long investment in online learning when something like that comes along. They've done a great job there. Thanks, you two. We appreciate it.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit went. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GMC, the July summer sale going on now, but let's see, it's the 30th, tomorrow's the 31st. Well, a day and a half left of it. New shipments of GM off-lease program cars arriving daily. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, Cruises, you name it. They probably have it. Some with very low miles, payments as low as $199 a month. And, of course, that lifetime warranty. Find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle and fits your summer and your budget by shopping the one and only used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Jim the Flagpole Guy.
Jimmy!
Is our head patriot. They don't get any more patriotic than this man who's putting flagpoles and flags all across the fruited plain. On the Northern Plains, so if you haven't got your order in yet, make sure you check out ndflagpoleguy.com and do a little dreaming and get one on order. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Scott. I like to do a little bit of housekeeping real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Speaking of that ndflagpoleguy.com, if yeah. anybody would please just go and just look at the pictures, even if you're not interested in a flagpole, it helps my organic search. And we, I bring that up because what's going on in the news over this hydrochloroquine being taken off, well, try selling flagpoles. If it weren't for the listeners of this audience, I wouldn't be standing where I'm at right now with two broken down trucks. But hey, we're still trying. That's the American way, and we're going to power through this. But I have something other to exciting to say and to announce. I think I put the right combination together for an attachment, a flagpole attachment to any farm equipment, grain bin. And we're happy to announce that we're going to begin production and for delivery within 2 weeks. So it's a flagpole that you can bolt on or clamp on, and it's got a spring, so it's got a little give, about 20-30%. It doesn't bend all the way down, but it's made really for people that have doors they can drive their equipment under, and generally a 19-foot door with any combine, this thing will work. You have your own flagpole and flag combination kit for $120. Anybody wants one, please email me, jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. We're really excited about it. And we were, my wife and I were kind of discussing heatedly what it should be called. I wanted to call it a farmland flagpole because anywhere on the farmland you could mount this thing. She wanted to be more specific because she thinks with the other side of her brain. And that's the reason where we're at today is because she's so bright. I love my wife, Brenda, and I love my life, and I love America. And we're going to power through this. And we're under attack. It's called traditional America. That's what that flag stands for. It's traditional America, where everybody has the right to the pursuit of happiness. God bless.
You're all set.
God bless you, Scott.
Now, so this little gizmo you're talking about, what did you decide to name it? Who won?
She did. That's why we're here. It's called a farm attach, I believe. It really makes sense. Farm attach flagpole, where it's does attach. She's even more specific. I call it farmland because I think maybe from a little higher perspective. But she makes sense, and that's what makes this all go around. And
I love it.
It doesn't really matter what it's called, Scott, but I just love the process. I love my life. I love my wife. I love America. I love you, Scott.
It's an easy way to get a flag there, folks. I had somebody the other day ask me about something related to lighting up a flagpole, because if you put a flag up and you keep it lit, you don't have to take it down ever as long as it's lit, right? Replace it, obviously, or for, you know, flags being flown in honor of someone and have staff, but otherwise with a light. And this light they were asking about was at the top, and it followed the flag. So it turned with the flag. Is that a pipe dream, or is that the real deal?
No, it is, and it's a really good time to just talk a little disclaimer on that. It only goes 359 degrees, but it's a super cool LED light, and I've had them up on poles for since 2017, and I haven't had a callback on them. And what it does, it follows the flag, but now the wind might change. Now, they can't make it go 360 for some reason. If anybody's smart, please invent it. But so the wire doesn't get broke underneath. So it goes 359 sure. degrees, and you point that to the northwest, and then say the wind's out of the south, and it's kind of blowing northwest, north-northwest, and then it comes around the east, and it hits that stop, and it's just blowing east for 6 hours. Well, the light's not lined up with the flag. That's the only downside, but it's all technology offers. So what you simply do is you wind it down, and you run it around the pole, and you wind it up, and it's good for another 4 or 6 months.
That is really interesting.
I just take care of American State Bank. They were my first one, and I'm proud to. They're my customer, and they love America, and they have a 60-foot flagpole in Williston, and that does have that dark sky flag. So if anybody's around Williston and they're wondering why the flag isn't, please give me a call. I'll go fix it, or I know somebody that will.
Well, you go to it, and if your hired man there is having some trouble with that truck, I'm sure there's plenty of folks out there that will get you back on the road, because these are tyranny assault vehicles, by the way. C.J. Wood in Bismarck, I know you're in Williston, but there's another option there. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Email them, jim@ndflagpoleguy.com, if you want one of those flags for the farm. That'd be great, too. I love it. All right, folks, God bless you. Call the Oasis Petroleum Hotline 24/7.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.